Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC. It's time to update you on the markets. And with that, once again, Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. Welcome into year 2014, Roy. And we ended 2013 with kind of a flub, didn't we, huh?
Well, it's one of those things, I guess. I all things considered, I'd rather be here than some of the situations I might be in, but it hasn't been a very good week for the grain markets, especially soybeans.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. We, ended out the year with a down market, and yesterday was another down day. What's kind of going on with the soybeans, Roy?
Yeah, we were talking about that before we started taping, and we actually, on Monday, we had a 12:54 bid here at the Midwest Co-op, and the close yesterday was 12:15, so we lost almost 40 cents, not quite, just in basically two trading days, Tuesday and Thursday. In terms of a fundamental situation, I don't know that I have anything other than the fact that a couple of weeks ago I visited with a merchandiser from one of the big processors in the area, and he told me that they were getting in plenty of beans, and we're going to have to bid up quite as much for them, and that was before this last little bit of washout. Now, from a technical standpoint, I've said many times, and I still have this as part of my marketing plan in any year, and that is I want to be out of my cash beans by the end of the year, and it's about 10 days ago, I guess, I sold almost all of my cash beans that I still had in inventory, just because the price was fairly good, and it was time to get something done before Christmas and New Year's. And after the market yesterday, it looks like that probably was a pretty smart move.
So, kind of tell me, how did 2013 perform for the dead cat bounce? What's kind of the assessment of that for this past 2013 season?
Well, the dead cat bounce in the soybean market, it was real interesting. Wednesday night, New Year's after the football game, sat down here at my computer and brought the dead cat bounce charts up to date and looked back and looked at some of the price levels and some of the dates. And actually, the harvest low this year was almost exactly on the day, 1st of October, and the market seemed to kind of struggle getting up off that harvest low, and at 10 trading days, we'd gone up about a little over 40 cents, which is okay, but it's not really good. And then the prices dropped back down and actually made a new harvest low, and that low was November 1st, and it actually took the cash price 7 cents below where it had been on October 1st, which, you know, that was a little depressing in and of itself, but then coming up off that November 1st low, the market was really strong and looked like we were headed for $13 cash here at the Midwest Co-op for sure, but it didn't happen. And when the market finally turned and went down, why, the high cash price for the move was on November 29th at $12.92, and the high futures price was December 17th at $13.34, but of course it's the cash price that we sell our soybeans on, not the futures price. And unfortunately, after that, we've seen a fairly sharp and steady downtrend until yesterday. We really got a washout, and it's a little concerning, and hope that we don't see that same thing happen today.
All right. How about the corn? The corn just kind of holds in there pretty steady, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes up and down a few pennies, but never very much. And, you know, that's another thing that I guess listening to people talk, different market analysts and so forth, I don't know that I've ever seen the corn market at this time of the year as depressing and as depressed as it is. It just seems like nobody can say anything good about the corn market. And, you know, they're looking at huge inventory still in the farmers' bins, and not only that, but most of it is not priced, and someday that's going to have to be priced, and some of the analysts are saying that it's it's going to get even worse before it gets better.
So here we find ourselves in 2014. What's kind of the focus now, now that we're after the first of the year, Roy?
I guess, first of all, in terms of the cash bean market, old crop or new crop, any kind of a rally, considering the things that I just said, any kind of a rally is a cause for selling something. The corn market normally looks a little different, and yesterday's bad washout we had in the soybeans, the corn kind of held together pretty well, and as depressed as the corn market has been, I have to think that there's room for some kind of a rally here. It's probably not going to last very long, and it's probably not going to be a big move, but considering the attitude of the traders, I think any kind of a rally is a reason to be making some cash sales. Some of the market analysts are looking out there at March and April when farmers are wanting to get in the field, and they're saying there's going to be a lot of corn come when that happens. So, word to the wise, I guess, is about all I can say.
And for folks that would like more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right, always good to talk to you. Appreciate the information. Talk to you next week, okay?
I'll look forward to next week for sure.
Absolutely. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. As we update markets every Friday morning right here on KTIC, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.